Time now for our spotlight on sports on AM 1490 KOVC, 96.3 FM, and NewsDakota.com. Well, here on, it must have been on Monday, an article came out on the U.S. Tennis Association website about a local tennis club and tennis association that's been doing pretty well, the Valley City Tennis Association. And right now we're joined by the president of the association, Eric Kringley. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Well, I tell you, congratulations on the article. I got a chance to read it a little bit, and what a nice little push for Valley City Tennis.
Well, yeah, it's awesome, and especially to be recognized at that national level. A lot of times when we talk about tennis programs around the United States, we're such a small community with very few tennis courts, no actual indoor tennis courts, in a northern climate. And for us to be recognized at a national level with lots of bigger communities like, Minneapolis and New York and Texas and California, it's really kind of neat to be have our small North Dakota organization recognized in that same group. So,
well, now, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's been the VCTA has been around about 25 years, right?
Yeah, we were formed in 1994 originally, and it was just a small group. And a matter of fact, many of the founding members are still very active in the Tennis Association, which I think also says a lot about our small community. I think people know in Valley City we're a small community, and people tend to stay here and live here. And people like Don Schock and Matt Nielsen and Mary Lee Nielsen and my wife and I and, people like that are still, they were the founding members, and they're still involved in it, and they're still out on the tennis court, and they're still volunteering. And I think that's what really makes, small town North Dakota a really neat community. We're all kind of in this together, and we've been developing the program for so long and had such good longevity with our volunteers.
And have you seen too, Eric, kids that have gone through the program those many years ago that are now probably parents or at least in the adult ages that are still helping out?
Well, Paul, I think you're trying to date me a little bit, but yeah, in a sense, it's actually a really fantastic thing, and it's something that I reflect on quite a bit. But yeah, in another sense, it's like, wow, how old am I? Because when we really started this, there were a lot of young youth because that was one of the first things that we really wanted to target, was really developing young opportunities for kids and then provide those opportunities, because tennis is a sport that you can play from a young age, starting as early as 4 and 5 years old and going to, we've got guys out on the tennis court and women out on the tennis court who are, 75, 80, 85 years old. So it's a sport that you can play your entire lifetime. And that was kind of our goal, was to make sure we started with that youth. And, we've got kids now that started in our programs when I was just starting and they were young, and now they're married and their kids are in our programs. And it's just this really, like you were saying, it's really neat that we've really had this turnover and this ongoing, generational thing. But on the other hand, I feel a little dated too, because I've really seen a lot of people go through our program in my years. So,
I didn't say grandparent though.
yeah, you didn't say grandparent, but yes, I think there's some grandkids from some parents. Yeah, I think they've all gone through. I'd have to reflect on that, but yes, we have, and we've seen a lot of. What's interesting too is, my wife and I, we met on the tennis court. We've got a lot of other relationships that happened on the tennis court. People who met there, people who ended up getting married, Clarissa Olson and Dustin Miller. One of our more recent ones, they just got married here last summer, who now they're going to go and have kids and their kids are going to play tennis. And it's just really a cool thing to see those relationships and those youth turn into, high school tennis players, and then they're college tennis players, and then they play in our adult leagues, and they just kind of go through those programs. And then they might move away like Claire and Dustin, but they're in Fargo now. And now in Fargo, they're taking part of the same, Fargo tennis programs that we have here in Valley City, which is really cool to see.
Well, one thing, too, I feel you need to be proud of, and you and the entire association, is really you look at the success that some of the players have had at the high school level. And I think, if memory serves, the Valley City State Tennis Club actually had a pretty good national recognition here a year or so ago. So you got to be proud of just the way and the success that tennis has had in this town, despite being a smaller town.
I agree, Paul, and thank you for bringing it. Yes, you look at our high school and the fact that we compete against these big Fargo schools and big Grand Forks schools and big Bismarck schools, who all have year-round indoor tennis facilities. They have teaching pros. They have all these paid people to provide, and yet we are purely volunteer-run, no indoor facilities. and we compete with these schools. I mean, we are regularly sending players to the state championships. We've had players take, you know, finish in the top four or five at state. You know, we compete on a regular basis. We are a very competitive high school program, and we do really, really well. But then when you look at, you know, what we do compared to the size of the schools, I mean, I think it's fantastic. And then the same at the collegiate level. You know, 2 years ago, we qualified and went to, only for the second time in our history of Viking Club tennis, we went to the national championships. And this last season, we just missed by, we were at a national qualifying match, and we lost by like 10 points. And so we would have gone to nationals back to back had we won that match. So, you know, we have tremendous success, and for a small community, I think we do really, really well. And that really says a lot for our coaches and our volunteers and those people who pitch in, the parents. We have just fantastic parents who help out with all sorts of things, everything from on-court to, you know, making cookies to helping out with our fundraisers and things like that too, which all goes a long way to helping with the program.
Well, what better way to spend an afternoon and out at the tennis courts? You know, I've had a chance in the last couple of years now to go and watch the Highlander boys and girls tennis teams. And I don't want to wrap up the interview on a sad note, so I'm going to have one more question after this. But you look too at this year and what has happened. And Callie and Hope, I think, the two seniors on the girls tennis team, and what they could have had had they been a chance to compete again.
Yeah, I really feel bad for Callie and Hope. They're, you know, tremendous players and athletes, and to have to finish up their, you know, they did great last season, and I think they could have gone really, really far this year. You know, it's a terrible way to end your season. However, you know, what I would say to Callie and Hope is that, you know, tennis is a sport you're going to keep playing. Whether depending on what, you know, I think Callie's going to NDSU. I think Hope's going to NDSU. They have a really tremendous good club program there. They can continue to play tennis at the college level. They can play in adult leagues. You know, they can continue to play this sport, and I think they will. They're fantastic athletes, and it's a sad way to end their season, but I think they have only great things forward for them as far as tennis goes, and they're great individuals too.
Lastly, how about this summer? What do you guys have plans? Because I got a feeling things are going to lighten up and we're going to be able to get back to the new normal, but get back to things and back on the tennis courts. Do you have some tournaments lined up for later in the summer?
Well, yeah, yes. That's a topic that we've actually been mulling around here recently. We really don't get ramped up for our summer until the 1st of May, and that's kind of what we've said. We're really trying to hold out any sort of, you know, cancellations or shifts in our schedule until the 1st of May. Right now, everything is on as scheduled. Our adult leagues start the first Tuesday of June. Our JTT, junior team tennis is what that is. That's for the high school kids, junior high and high school varsity. That usually, I think that's the first or second Wednesday. Don't quote me on that. Right now, and then our big tournament is in the middle of July. Those things are all still on as scheduled at the moment. And we really won't look for any sort of cancellations on any of those programs that we have for the summer until that first or second week of May. And, you know, like you said, I'm hoping things will start ramping down and that we won't have to have any cancellations, because I myself really need to get back out on that tennis court as soon as possible. And I know the kids are just itching for it too. So I hope we don't have to cancel any programs this summer.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Eric. Again, congratulations to you and the Valley City Tennis Association on the article, and just the recognition and just the success you've had over the years, and continued success to you and everybody.
Great. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it very much.
You bet. That is Eric Kringle. He's the president of the Valley City Tennis Association. And again, they had an article that was just posted on the USTA website. So you go to USTA.com and you can read that full article about the Valley City Tennis Association and the success that they've had over the years. That's been our Spotlight on Sports on AM 1490 KOVC.